Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Styrela Industries Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And now I'll hand the conference to Ms. Anchita Patnaik. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Neeraj. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, we welcome you all to the Q4 FY26 conference call of Styrela Industries Limited. From the management side, we have Mr. Jagdish Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. Maneet Gupta, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Kishan Nagpal, Chief Financial Officer. I will now hand over the call to MD Sir for his opening remarks, followed by the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
It is both an honor and a privilege to welcome you to this investor meet. I'm Jagdish Gupta, Managing Director of the company. Along with me, Mr. Manav Gupta, Executive Director of the company, and Kishan Nagpal, Chief Executive Officer. On behalf of the entire leadership team, I extend my sincere appreciation for your continued trust and support. Investor presentation has already been available on BSE and NSE and the company official website. I hope you had a chance to review it. Nevertheless, I would like to take a few moments to take financial results, but you already have financial results with you, so we can go for a question-answer session. It will be better.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Chetan Sharma from Systematix Shares and Stocks. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the new plant progress. You mentioned that the construction of the third greenfield laminate plant in Manaktavra is progressing well in the PPT. So what is the expected date for the commencement of commercial production, and what is the projected revenue contribution from this facility in the first year of operation?
Hopefully, it will be maximum middle of July, minimum end of June. It will start commercial production. But we are quite hopeful that we can get 300-400 crore turnover from this plant in the next three quarters.
Okay. And one more, sir, on the capacity utilization. The laminate division achieved the 74% capacity utilization in FY26. So with the new plant underway, how does management plan to ramp up the utilization at existing facility while simultaneously preparing to absorb the new capacity?
In a new capacity, we have different sizes. There is a different market, but customer is same. So we are anticipating more also revenue. But due to this war situation, we are giving the conservative figures. And if we run that plant in full capacity, then we will stop some machines from our old plant. And if everything goes well, if it is 100%, then revenue can be generated double. Capacity is almost 100% plus the existing capacity.
Okay. So thank you, sir. That's all from my end.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhruv Bajaj from Growth Sphere Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thank you so much for this opportunity and congratulations on a pretty decent set of results considering the capacity constraint that we had. So the first question is that our new capacity was supposed to come live by November. Then we shifted the guidance to March in the previous call. Now in this particular call, we mentioned that it will come live by June. So what are the bottlenecks that we are facing considering you mentioned that almost 80-85% of the work was already done around November time period and then we added another line. But again, beyond that, like we are unable to understand the delays.
No, no, you are right. We actually, in last year, no, maybe October, November, there was some Supreme Court observation in this area clarification. We need to have to meet EC, environment clearance. So then we applied that environment clearance to MOF, Ministry of Environment, Delhi, as there is no CR available in Haryana at that time. So it will take 3 months plus to get the EC. For this reason, plant is little bit delayed. Now it is almost near to final stage and testing of machine is already there. Testing of machine is, we will start by the end of this month even 2-3 weeks. This was the major reason.
Okay, so now there is a pretty little scope of further delays, right? If I understand correctly, considering we are already in May, you are guiding that June may aa jayega, like. Got it. And sir, once the new capacity comes live, so can you guide a little bit more on the ramp up part? Like we understand, like you do a lot of white labeling for export to customers like Wilson Art. And considering 3 out of 4 lines will be dedicated towards export market, considering they are compact laminates. So how are we seeing the demand side scenario? Because earlier we had some constraints on the capacity part and that's why you mentioned in the previous call that we couldn't take any newer customers. But now going forward with the new capacity, have you already onboarded certain new customers with which we have some sort of PO agreement or how do you see that playing out?
Firstly, I think the new plant is not at all dependent on any one customer which you're talking about. From
right.
So again, what we were saying earlier that we have different sizes. Some sizes are, we would be producing here in India for the first time.
So sorry to interrupt you, you're sounding distant.
So we have some set of customers with which we are already in discussion with the new sizes. And that is why what we were saying that the ramp-ups, definitely in the next 2 years, we will be able to achieve 80% plus capacity utilization of the new car. For this first particular year, we have customers and at this moment, we are getting delayed with our existing orders as well. So we know that 30-40% utilization can easily be done in starting from the second quarter.
Got it. So, and margin profile will be around 22-24% like we guided before, right?
Cannot get, would be on the same part.
Okay, sir. Fair enough. And sir, since the open offer is now completed, so can you provide us a bit more detailing on what will be the management structure going forward? Like you mentioned that exports will be seen by ZBG and domestic by you. But given the fact that ICA will hold a substantial stake, and because there was a lackluster response to the open offer where they already have a put option wherein they can actually buy some 12% shareholding from you guys. So how will be the management structure going forward in the next 6-12 months? If you can provide some lens on that front.
No change in the management structure. It would remain as it is for export and domestic both. It is primarily run by my father and I am actually helping him out. So it is not that one person is handling export or one person is looking for domestic market. We are professionals handling both the markets simultaneously properly and ICA doesn't have any role. They are just a strategic partner. Even if they have a put option as per the SHA, that doesn't mean that they will be acquiring more shares and getting us out. So the management, everything remains the same. So there is no change at all there.
Even on their website, in the announcement in Japan as well as in India, they are mentioning that we are a partner and promoter director is looking after the business.
Got it. Sir, do you expect to sell these 10-12% stake to ICA in next 2-3 years or that was just a clause that was mentioned and you guys don't have any intention as such to sell the stake?
No,
किसी को नहीं पता अगर ट्रंप ऐसे ही लगता रहा क्या पता क्या होगा आगे, आज 1500 मार्केट डाउन है, नो बडी कैन प्रोडिक्ट दीज थिंग्स, वी कैन टेल यू ओनली अबाउट प्रेजेंट.
But our aim is not to sell any stake. I think everyone knows the reason of such a deal happened due to some family issues. Otherwise, we are actually expanding or doing planning some more expansion.
More expansion.
Which we might announce in coming quarters, what we are actually planning within the company.
Thank you. Dhruv, I'll request you to come back for a follow-up question, please. Next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Congratulations for you know the deal and you know the good numbers. So, first few things. One on the now the new Japanese strategic partner. Any opening that would emerge with respect to supply to them, because I think they have got 200 to 250 crores of business and they purchased the same in India from third parties and they have a certain plant. So any scope that 200-300 crore business flow comes from our plants?
Yeah, I think they are not purchasing, ICA Mobile is not purchasing anything from India at this point. They have their own plant in Rudrapur and still the deal is not yet finished. I think hopefully in the next 1 month it will be over and then there might be some discussions if they plan to do
so. Okay. And on the, can you give some color on the phenol and the paper inflation or cost rise for us in the last 2-3 months or as on date, whatever. And what kind of price increases we may have to take based on the phenol and the paper price increases?
See, I think the raw material commodity prices have increased for each and every company, not only laminates, we talk about any company, any product. Due to this, all the suppliers are coming from Middle East market. So, yes, we have done some price increase. In domestic market, we did in two tranches. In export market, we have tried wherever it is possible. But again, it is 100% not possible to pass on. It is just that we are not competing with any other Indian company. We are competing with even European companies where they are not very much impacted with this commodity item. So we have done some price increases both domestic and export, but trying to further do it if possible as per the market trends.
Can you tell how much is the cost increase and what is the corresponding gap versus the price increase that you have taken?
Sir, listen, first of all, there is no immediate impact of any price increase. We are ordered 3-4 months before phenol. We are not buying every day. But still, old prices of material is coming. So, if we go for our last month sale, we already have 3 figures sale, which is the first time in our history, and with good margins. So, yes, if this continues going on, this war, maybe 2-4 months more, then it will be impacted. That impact will not be on us, for everyone. Indian diesel and petrol prices definitely will increase in few days. It will impact on you and me also, personal level.
Okay.
And every our customer understand. They have some restriction. They are asking us, just wait, maybe war will finish. They already increased 3-5% to our customers, almost. Everyone is affected.
Okay. And my last question is, you gave about 300-400 crores of revenue from the new plant in FY27. Can you tell us in these 2 years, let's say 27 and 28, what should be the new plant capacity utilization or the revenue number ramping up to? And at what utilization level will the plant be profitable at operating level, operating margin level?
You see, profitable level is still from the day one. We have no debt. We have an investment. We are not paying any installment. We are not paying any interest. So, profitability from the day one, when we start from next month end, then we will produce one container that will be profitable.
Okay.
There is no already hired the manpower already going on. We need only 150 maximum worker only. So every expansion is there. In spite of that expansion, you can see our quarter four result. Fixed cost is already over. Everything.
It's already the part of the expense.
Yes, already.
Okay. And what kind of revenue is possible next year? This 300-400 crore becomes what number next year?
It will be plus.
Easy for this financial year, I think we will target 250 to 300 crores from that particular plant. And next year we will be targeting around 80% utilization. Then we
600, 700
plus.
Okay. And your old plants will also grow?
Yes, sir.
The old
plant won't be adding or putting any new capacity because that is a bottleneck. So wherever.
Sir, we cannot actually. Your voice is too slow. Coming from a distance. Yeah.
We have the old plant by selling more of the value addition.
Thank you, Pritesh. I'll request to come back for a follow-up question. Next question is from the line of Shaurya Shah from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So first question is with respect to the acrylic segment. So can you just let us know the revenues and volumes for the entire FY26 year which we received from the acrylic segment?
See, we told many times that our acrylic is not doing so well, which we are expecting. But in this last year, we have a 15 crore turnover. But our main target, this ICA, Japan, is selling very big quantity of acrylic and they are importing from Europe and USA. DuPont. So they are here yesterday. Today they went 1 hour before and they are planning to buy acrylic from this Stylam. So we are quite hopeful, and the reason due to family problems, we are not looking after domestic. Now we are going this product in domestic also. I am quite hopeful this year. We definitely will achieve easily.
I think this year we will be doing 50 to 70 crores.
Sir, sorry, can you repeat that once again, please?
It would be doing approximately between 50 to 70 crores.
Okay. And another question with respect to after the acquisition. So can you just briefly let us know our overall strategy with respect to domestic and exports after the acquisition? Like what are the measures that we intend to kind of implement with respect to whether it is new SKU additions, new region, entering new regions? So what is the overall strategy across domestic and exports after the acquisition?
Yeah,
I think the strategy, everything would remain the same. There is nothing special we would be doing. We would be just using a simple standard common sense and would be following the market. In export, we are already doing what we are doing. That is why we are at this level. In domestic market, we are just restructuring in a proper way, not to hire any extra people, just to try to manage to the lowest cost possible and increase the sales.
And moreover, this was a part of our SHA with ICA. They have many technology, patent technology in HPL, which we are going to start within 2-3 months in India. In Stylam. This will be our second with them.
Okay. Understood, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rudraksh Raja from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, congratulations on a great set. Bahut achhe numbers aaye, sir. Sir, first question tha, raw material prices mein kya trend chal raha hai abhi? Aur will we be able to pass on any increased further in this quarter also?
We already explained. There are not immediate too much threat of the raw material. We ordered many things like melamine. We are ordering. We have a stock of 5 to 6 months. War is only two months only. Phenol, yes, there is some effect. Paper, there is no effect. Like kraft paper, there is no much effect.
अब ये लेके चलिए ना जी, I think the only the commodity items which were dependent on the Gulf, Middle East, crude oil, they have increased. Otherwise, India में what else was being produced in India, वहाँ पर तो it is kind of a recession is coming, because people are not able to sell, so the prices overall if you see the impact won't be much because we also have forward booking of all the chemicals. So till date we are getting some, we have to buy at the current prices and some materials still we are getting at the old prices because it is under the contract.
Got it, sir. So this 49% margins that we have done almost in this quarter, this is sustainable for the whole year?
49.
Material margin, RMC.
Yes, sir. Gross margins.
Maybe see, there will be some up and down in this. We cannot say that it will be the same exactly.
Oh, yes.
But there would be some up and down, which would be for the entire industry.
And moreover, if our revenue, top line will, sale will increase, our expenses will reduce, which we are doing now, right now. We can do 300-400 crore more turnover, then there will be no extra expenses. So that will also reduce our, this raw material increase by 1, 2% from that angle also.
Understood, sir. Understood. And sir, थोड़ा सा आपने बताया employee cost पे भी हमने वो खर्चा कर लिया है नए plant के लिए। तो अभी employee cost that I am seeing on quarterly basis is 30 crores. तो वो उतना ही रहेगा पूरे साल के लिए या फिर we need to add more people?
Minus of 3-4%.
Maximum.
More than that. Plus minus 3-4% of the amount you are saying. Maximum. Because you have the basic.
Increment.
Basically, you have incremental plus 70-80% fixed cost has already been done. Or even of the employee.
Got it, sir. Got it. और सर, domestic business का EBITDA बता सकते हैं?
बताइए।
Domestic.
Data? Okay.
Yes, sir. Data. Domestic business में.
Me, I couldn't understand.
Yeah, EBITDA that we did in domestic business.
To be honest, because again, there are multiple factors, so right now we are taking out as a common thing.
Sorry, sir, your voice is very on the lower side. I'm not able to understand.
Sorry? Not, voice is not coming?
Yeah, sir, बहुत slow आ रहा है, तो I was not able to understand.
I'm saying कि अभी हमारे लिए, I think we don't keep it separately. अभी we are just doing the entire profitability EBITDA all together for the entire company.
Thank you. Rudraksh, I'll request you to come back for a follow-up question. Next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Actually, I missed your guidance. You said 300 from new plant. So totally, what is your revenue guidance for FY 2027, and what sort of margin we will see? And this quarter has been a healthy margin, and the new plant, as you are highlighting, you know, can be a 22-24% margin, you know, the plant can do. So fair to assume by FY 2028, the company can deliver 22% kind of a EBITDA margin number?
Hopefully, yes. If there is any no drastic war or anything, then we cannot say anything, but looks like that.
Okay. And sir, revenue guidance for FY 2027?
We cannot. It will be definitely 20-25% increase than the previous, but again, depend on the situation.
Okay, got it. And tell me, sir, how will be the things now? You know, now finally the Kogyo has, you know, bought the stake. They also have a export business. How can they help us to grow our export business? They also have a, you know, they are also in domestic business, whether there are thoughts to, you know, possibly merge both of the plants. So how will leverage Kogyo to grow our business further?
I think we told before earlier to someone else that right still the deal has not been finished properly. Once the entire thing is done, then we will be sitting down and see what all.
They are not yet.
But yet the open offers, some more legalities are left. Once it is done by mid-June, then we would be sitting down and see how we can help each other.
Understood. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on U.S. side. So if you can just now indicate what is the tariff rate applicable to us versus our competing peer countries, that's one. And related, what is the delay in shipping, if any, from India to U.S. that you have experienced over last 1 month versus what was normal earlier? I'll come back for more questions on the U.S.
The tariff right now for U.S. is 10%. I think it might go under review on 1st of July, which is again that 150 days rule of Supreme Court. I don't know about the other countries, so the U.S. I can just tell you. And secondly, shipping, I think as of now we were not finding any issues.
Prices are FOB.
Prices are FOB, so if the prices go up and down, the customer accepts it, and there is no delay. I think the transit time is generally between 45 days to 60.
Okay, this is good. This is good. And sir, on the domestic side, if you can just talk what changes in the business model you have made, and more importantly, what efforts are being made to improve the visibility of Stallion brand. Our checks indicate that at dealer distributor level, Stallion brand is, people are aware but not really enthused, and the perception is it's an export-driven brand. So if you can just talk about what changes you are doing and how much time it will take for you to have the benefits or the impact visible. Is it a 3-4 quarter phenomena, or a lesser period phenomena for you?
Chirag, I think point number one, that in domestic, it has just been 3 months since we have started handling it. So we are also trying our best, and again, we are not doing any major changes. We are just running it in a very systematic way, how we are doing in the export market. So there won't be any difference or any special thing we would be doing for the domestic market. Whatever we are doing for export, and that is the reason we are at such a level in the export market, and would be doing the same in the Indian market as well. And definitely brand visibility, it might take few months. I won't say few years, because people are aware about Stallion brand name very well, all the distributors even. It was just that the confidence was not much on the company due to policies. Now everything is getting streamlined. So hopefully you see the results in the coming quarters.
So basically two to three quarters we should start seeing the impact, right, of your efforts. Is it a fair assumption? Okay. And the last question, just a clarification. So on this Akya Global, you indicated that you will discuss with them to ensure that the share that you are have to tender to them can be lowered, or you will try to figure out the option so that your stake doesn't go down significantly. Is this the correct understanding that is a possibility?
No, I think, and this, we don't have to discuss anything, because whatever they get from the open offer, that is separate, and just to complete the remaining 40%, we have to tender it. There is no discussion over it.
Okay.
It is our agreement.
Okay. No, earlier somebody had asked the question that I understood that you have an option of ensuring that you don't have to tender everything. You
agreement, they have to take 40% whatever they get from the open offer. The remaining
we have to.
Okay, fair point. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pankaj from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. I have a couple of quick questions. One is, we just heard the guidance of 25% for FY27. We also heard that we are expecting 300 crores coming out of the new plant. So I think the math is not really matching, because 300 crore anyway gives much more than 25% growth in FY27. So if you can just put more color around that, that would be good. That's one. Second thing is, what is our percentage of export revenue versus domestic revenue in FY27, and how are we seeing that happening in FY27, considering the war situation we are into?
I think the figure what someone asked us regarding the utilization of the capacity is, that's why we gave a very rough figure as a base figure of 250 to 300. And someone again asked us, what figures would you be doing in FY27, and that was also a rough figure of 20 to 25%. I think we cannot give you the exact number what we will be closing in 31st March 2027. This is a rough figure of whatever we have done this year plus 20-25% growth what we are expecting. That all depends again on the market condition, how the war goes, what is happening in the world globally, as well as the demand.
Even in April, we already told you we have a three-figure sales from the old plant. No much sale of acrylic. Only 12% increase already from the existing plant without acrylic even. So things are moving in a very, very good direction. It will not be good to answer exact figures.
Okay, sir. Export versus domestic in FY26 and outlook for FY27 considering the war.
26 is 75-25%, and we hope that it will remain the same. But domestic, we are already aggressively working to increase the share. But you can take the same base figure of 75-25%.
And I assume 75 is exports, right? Hello?
Hello, yes, 75 is exports.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nishita from Sapphire Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I actually just had a clarification on the guidance that you gave. You initially said that from the new plant, we can reach about 300 to 400 crores of revenue in the next three quarters. So,
yes.
And you also mentioned that we'll reach 30 to 40% utilization by Q2 FY27 in the new plant. So I just wanted to understand the guidance of 600 crores that you gave. Is that at 80% utilization?
I think we complete
100%. Hello, you're not audible.
Can do around 900 to 1000 crores from the new plant. That is why
900 to 1000 crores
with the new plant coming up. That is why we gave you for FY27. We said
50%,
which the figure comes to 300 crores, and next year we gave around.
Actually, your voice is not audible. If you can repeat what you just said, your voice is very muffled.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes. I can hear you now. So you mentioned 900 to 1000 crore at peak utilization.
Correct. That is why we said FY27, 300 crores we can easily get from this new plant. Plus next year we said to 60 to 70%, a bare minimum figure of 600 crores can be achieved.
Since I'm attending the call for the first time, I'm sorry if the question is repeated. What is the capex that we did for this new plant, the total capex amount?
We have at this moment done the capex of 334 crores.
Thank you. Nishita, I'll request you to come back for a follow-up question, please. A request to all the participants, kindly limit yourself to two questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Vinay Maheshwari from IGE India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Up at this side, thank you for the opportunity. We understood the reason behind consistent delays in our new plant. So, since we are sitting into the May and now we are talking about end of June or mid of July starting, so I would like to know what is the exact pendency for now.
Well, I think, sir, we've already replied to this question that there was an issue of the environment clearance by the Supreme Court of India, and that is why the trials have already started, but the commencement of the commercial production will be end June, maximum early July.
Okay, and what is gross margin into our business?
Sorry, what do you mean the gross margin?
The gross level margin. We are having a 20% kind of EBITDA level margin. I want to know gross margins into business.
So I think it was 49% as the material in the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter it was 39%. Okay, and what could be the magnitude of fixed expense into our new plant?
We've already taken that into the account as we were repeating it again. That's already been done. So there will be a very marginal cost added when we start the plant because all the fixed costs have already been taken.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prasenjit Paul from Paul Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, let's assume the elevated oil price remains for the next, in this entire 2026. And also, we hope as you are exporting, so there are some sea freight rate increase. So if we assume that the oil price remains elevated for this entire 2026, in that case, what will be the EBITDA margin that you can expect? So how much margin impact will be there if the elevated oil price remains?
Actually, we cannot, we are quite hopeful that it will remain, it should remain the same, maybe plus minus 1-2%. The reason being, we are also start increasing the prices to the customer. When war immediately start, there was very high increase in the ocean freight. It now start going down, already reducing the ocean freight also. So nobody can predict, but there will not be too much effect on the EBITDA. Looks, the reason being whichever revenue will increase like 300-400 crore sale, that has no any fixed expenses, no salary expenses. So 2-3% EBITDA we will cover from there also, which can be shared with the loss over increase ka hoga, that can be shared there. Like last year, even we paid custom duty half to the US customer, which now it is already domestic reduced. Number two, dollar is favoring us, euro. We will cover from that side also. Almost euro is 1-1 today. And dollar is almost near to 96. So we are getting 3-5% profitability from the exchange rate also. So there are so many other parameters. We don't think so there will be very big impact. Yes, if this situation is going on 1-3% down, no matter. Our April is the best month for us, last month.
Okay. So, sir, as you take the price hike, so despite the price hike, will the demand remain same? Isn't like that the inflationary pressure will also, mute the demand outlook?
Maybe I think that doesn't matter the demand at all at the moment. Not only for us, for anyone. If there's a price increase, people will still keep on buying. It is not that if the prices go up, people will stop buying it and stop construction.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Namaste, sir. Sir, just wanted to understand, आपने बताया कि incremental 300-400 करोड़ नए expansion से आ सकते हैं. Sir, when can we expect this by? Can it be FY 2028? How should we look at that, sir?
Maybe I think if you were saying FY 2027 only, we would be able to do around 300 crores with the new plant.
Wonderful. And sir, how should we look at the volume number? यानी इस साल सर total million sheets कितना हुआ था? अगले साल what is it that we can expect?
Volume, I think I can.
Volume sheets only.
Volume, but discuss volume.
See, volume.
Sir,
आपके volume. The reason we are selling more of compact laminates and not thin laminates. If you talk about a 12-millimeter compact, which is equal to maybe 20 sheets of 0.7. So for us, actually, we don't calculate on number of sheets. It can be done on tonnage, but not on number of sheets.
Perfect. Sir, that is perfectly fine. And sir, how should we look at the CapEx for, say, FY 2027 and FY 2028? So we have this plant which is almost ready. आपने बताया कि सर जून जुलाई तक definitely चालू हो जाएगा. But sir, इसके आगे, what is the next big plan that we have? How should we look at it, sir? मान लीजिए you are there completely into the business, say, five years out. How should we look at it, sir?
Next quarter, sir, we will let you know what we are actually planning further ahead.
Okay. Perfect. No worries, sir. Thank you so much. All the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that will be the last question for today. With that, we conclude today's conference call. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.